Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, Jesus prepares us for the last day. The last days span the entire New Testament church. They began with the death of Christ and his resurrection, and the last days will end when he returns in glory. So Jesus teaches us today what these last days will be like. A woman in labor. It does not escape my attention that today is Mother's Day. Men and women carry out God's creation blessing to rule the earth and to fill the earth differently. Men beget life, women bear life. Men give life, women carry life. Men protect life, women nurture life. They are not men, they are vessels of life who uniquely participate in God's creative work. So if women deliberately refuse this, if they deliberately are concerned only about their own personal goals and pleasures and careers, then they defile themselves, men, God, not to mention ruin society. The same is also true of men, that if they want to live selfish lives concerned only about themselves, then they too defile themselves and God and also help to ruin society. But today is not Father's Day. So faith leads a woman to carry out her God-given vocation simply because God gave it to her. Faith leads her to find honor and joy in bearing children and raising them. A job does not define you, but motherhood does. Money does not empower you, but living in God's given vocation does give you blessings. You can retire from your work, but you will never retire from motherhood, even when your children grow up and move out or are brought home to heaven. You still remain a mother. So faith leads mothers to speak of motherhood with the greatest joy and honor, whether they feel that joy or not, because they seek to conform their thoughts and their feelings to the Word of God. And God tells us to honor our father and mother. So labor and delivery is a nice summation of motherhood. A woman in labor has sorrow. A woman raising children also experiences sorrow. This is woman's specific curse because of the fall. The life that she brings into the world is fraught with dangers to the child, to herself, and to the relationships around her. Harmony, peace, joy, and laughter will not always fill her house because of sin. And so it's hard to give birth. It's hard to raise sinful children. A unique curse given to woman that men do not quite experience in the same way. It's no wonder, then, that the world demands young girls to first think about their careers and what they want to be when they grow up. And then motherhood and marriage will come second, once you have figured out who you are. It really should be the other way around. It really first should be, what do you want your household to look like? How many kids would you like? Far better questions to ask our young girls than what do you want to be in your career. But the world is trying to escape the curse. It knows that there is sorrow connected with childbearing and child raising, and it wants to throw that off. It's trying to cure the problem of sin and to create a utopia, a heaven on earth where God has never promised to give one. And so a mother willingly endures the pain, the anguish, and the difficulty of labor, not once, maybe more than once, just to hold that newborn baby close to her heart. That new life is forever intertwined with her struggle, her pain, her anguish, forever intertwined with her own life. Sorrow gives way to joy. Sorrow always gives way to joy. Children bring mothers sorrow, but they also bring them the greatest joy. That is also true in raising kids as well. So in faith, mothers live like Hannah, who gave Samuel to the Lord, knowing full well that the children they bear are not their own, but belong to the Lord. And she will only care for them for a brief time. So a woman in labor is an apt picture of these last days and our life on this earth. St. Paul says that all creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. Do you see how creation suffers underneath the curse? Watch those nature shows that are on TV and see how difficult it is for the animals to eke out a living on this earth. That is not natural. They are suffering underneath our curse because of our sin. Not only does creation groan, but Christians also groan as we labor underneath the curse of sin. A woman can feel the weight of sin in her body. A Christian waiting for heaven feels the weight of sin. Is it easy to give birth? Christ never promised you an easy life in these last days. There are wars and rumors of wars. There are earthquakes and famines. There are signs in the heavens above, chaos in the sea. Not to mention the fear and foreboding among men as they try to wrap their heads around all that is happening in this world. The love of many has grown cold. Immorality rises. Nature is unraveling and values spiral. These last days are hard because the days are evil. It is not a good time to get married. It is not a good time to start a family. It is not a good time to go to school and to plan for a career. It is not a good time to plan travel or to plan to retire. Because the days are hard and they are evil. And all these other things make life far more complicated, adding more stress and anxiety and worry. So why do you do it? Faith. A woman in labor knows why she is experiencing pain. It's not a sign of death, but it's a sign of life. A new life. A life that belongs to her. So when you see wars, disasters, and chaos, when you endure sorrow, anguish, hardship, and pain, know that it is not a sign of death. It is a sign of life, a new life, a resurrected, purified life. Creation's labor pains point to Jesus' return. The sorrows and hardships in your daily life point to Jesus' return. Isaiah asks you to remember God. He is not ignoring you. He has numbered the stars above and has given a name to each one of them. And yet you are the crown of his creation, whom he loves far more dearly. He does not find your life boring as much as you may find it boring. He is interested in you. You may find life unbearable, but joy is closer than you think. Once that mother holds her new child in her arms, nothing else in the world matters except her and her child. And an immovable smile adorns her face. Life will get worse. For the closer that you are to delivery, the more intense the pain. But the babe of Bethlehem is near. So let us say, the end is near, with the same mindset that a woman in labor hears those words. eagerness, excitement, a can't wait to be done and to hold that new life attitude. We want to see Jesus. We want to be with him. A mother is not focused on her pain, but on the child who is coming. So we focus not on our pain, anguish, or difficulty, but on Christ who is near. Rightly do we sing, "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies." We live not for a moment, but we live for the man who was born in the darkness of Bethlehem's night and who is the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn of the grave. He sanctified our fallen flesh by his incarnation. He entered this world through the Virgin's womb so that we who are born in sin might be reborn as children of God and live holy and godly lives as we wait for his return. We love Christmas. We love to hear the angel's message, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." We love to sing with those angels in the fields, "Gloria in excelsis Deo," to hold our candles where nothing else matters except that child born for us on Christmas night. So you see, even in the midst of labor pains, he gives us great joy. How much more when he returns in glory? For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, so that your shame, your worry, and your stress might not overcome you. He leaves you here because he still has a purpose for you. A faithful woman seeks motherhood, knowing full well the anguish and the sorrow. So also live a life of faith, knowing full well the anguish and the sorrow that may come. But as that mother is focused on the joy of a child, so let your focus always be on Christ, the Son of the Virgin, who now sits at the right hand of God, ruling all things for your eternal good. Take heart. He has overcome the world. God never said that being a mother would be easy. It's a life of faith, sorrow, and great joy. God never said that being a Christian in these last days would be easy. It's a life of faith, sorrow, and great joy. Right now we are in the midst of labor pains, but soon he will come. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.